This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Singer, songwriter, and original founding member of the iconic Australian band Taxi Ride and Joy favourite, Jason Singh, has a new album on the way. It's a covers album with a difference, and he's here to tell us more about it. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Jason, you started out your career playing in a covers band.
Correct.
Is this like a return to your roots?
Maybe. I think that like playing in a covers band before Taxi Ride was a great way to figure out how to write hit songs, because you're only playing hits all night, you know what I mean, and playing requests and stuff like that. But this album was a bit more of a look at my life through music, and it's like a journey through the artists that have created me as a person, really. Like, music was so important and still so important to me that every one of the songs is from a moment in my life.
I love that. All moments should be captured by song.
Absolutely. Well, I agree. For me, it's like they're like time machines, and you hear a song and you go, I remember being 14, 15, yep, at school. I can remember hearing Savage Garden. I was in the shower. I can tell you like exactly where I was when I heard a lot of music, you know, and these 14 songs are the most special of those moments.
You know, I was looking at my, I was on the tram coming in this morning, and I was looking at my playlist, and, you know, as I've added songs to the library, and I looked at the last year, and they all represent different things that were going on at the time. Oh, that, you know, this song reminds me of that, and you're right. It's like a diary in a way.
It is, it really is, and it's like kind of going back to when I was at high school, and you know, you'd make a mixtape for someone, and that was like so important. The song selection was like really important to you. So every one of those songs is, I could tell you a story behind every one of them.
Have you still got your mixtapes?
Yeah, probably somewhere, but nothing to play them on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No, it'd be like my children. They'd be all in my garage. So it's probably all in your parents' garage.
Exactly.
Do you know, it's funny, I've got adult children. I don't like to admit how old they are, because that shows my age and it's rude. But it's the first time ever they got excited when I was having a guest.
Oh, really?
What, yeah.
That I was coming
that
in?
That you were coming in.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They were so excited. So I like to say my little hippie daughter that lives up at Byron Bay and, you know, does yoga. Yeah, she was taxed. I was like, ah! Yeah. So she was very excited. So I had to say hello, but I promised. But so Taxi Ride formed 21 years ago. So is it true that your friend tested your demos on passages in his taxi?
That's absolutely true. Because we were doing, all of us were like singers in separate bands, and we were working back then. We were working Monday to Sunday, you know, like every night of the week, and we didn't really have time to like test out the material that we were writing. So, a friend of ours drove a cab. His name was Terry, and he would play our cassettes in the cab to people that were coming in, and come back to us in the studio and say, "Oh, they really like this song. They hate that one." You know, no one really.
But everyone's honest in a cab.
Well, that's true. Usually drunk.
Yeah, that's when you're honest.
That's why you're honest.
So, if it was today, would you be called like Uber rider? Yeah, I mean that's what it'd be. Yeah. So someone's asking.
Pay us later.
Yeah.
See, back then it was pay us now.
Yeah.
We were reading about your audition for Taxi Ride and a certain prowess you had with the Tracy Chapman song.
Wow, you've done your research there.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, it was not really an audition, more of an ambush, really. So I actually my first ever band that I played in, I replaced Tim Watson in the band. So he was the singer before me. So I knew everything about him, and he's got a fantastic voice. And he was working with the other Tim Wilde, and they heard about me and said, "Come into the studio and meet us." And when I walked in, it was like really impromptu sort of thing. And it said, you know, like what can you sing? And I was like, well, I can sing anything. And Give Me One Reason was like a hit song at the time, and they just played it and I sang it, and then they changed the key, and then they changed the key again, and they kept changing the key until they were like, okay, you can be in the band. So that's a true story.
Do you know what your high note is?
I've never really measured it, but if you listen to the album, there's some pretty high stuff on there.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, that sounds like they put you through torture. Are you still friends with those people in the band?
Yeah, well, Taxi Ride's back together again after so long, and next year's our 20th anniversary. So, you know, that's a fond memory. It feels like only you know, last week. Yeah. So I can't believe it's been 20 years.
It can't be, because I mean, look at you. Look at your skin.
Thank you. I'll take that. Yeah, I'll give you 45 minutes to stop those compliments.
Your previous music project in 2015 and 2016 was called the Jason Singh Project.
Yep.
With 6 singles written, produced, and released over 12 months. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned a lot from that, actually. More about a work ethic. I think we sort of pushed in a direction where it let people into the studio. Like, I wanted to say, open the doors of the studio and show people that it's not just a glossy final product that you hear on the radio, but there's a lot that goes through it. So it would often start with a voice note in my phone, and, you know, I've got a fond memory of one of them came to me while I was ordering some Chinese food in a Chinese restaurant, and you can hear the chefs and stuff tossing on their woks, and that didn't really sound right, but anyway, they were tossing food in their woks. tossing their woks around.
I've had some of that. No, I can't say that word again. I've got in trouble for that, didn't I?
Lucky it's breakfast radio, anyway. But you can hear them in the background on my voice note. So the song Your Love was written in, you know, waiting for my takeaway. And so that experience to show people from incarnation to, you know, final product really taught me to be constant with, like, live video updates and being, you know, present on social media and stuff like that. But it was also really good for me to have a timeline. Like, I knew that 8 weeks to the minute at 8 p.m. every 8 weeks, I'd have to put a song out regardless of where it was at. Lucky they were all finished, but and, you know, it was really, like, therapeutic.
And we'll never look at Chinese takeaway the same.
Well, yeah, unless you get to write a song while you're in there.
No, but that's when the true magic in life happens, in those raw moments when you are getting takeaway, or you're standing at a bus stop, or you're waiting.
100%.
And that's, you know, we all see the pretty, you know, the glossy bit at the end. But
yeah, you see the music video and you hear the song on radio and you're like, okay, well, that must have happened in 5 minutes, but there's a hell of a lot more to it than that.
And we're changing as audiences. Once we only cared about the gloss at the end. We just want to see the final product. But now we want to come along on a journey. We want to see the rawness. We want to feel your struggle. We want to move with you as fans.
Yeah, well, that's what I think with, you know, lyrically and stuff, where people could understand where I was coming from and then draw on their own sort of connection to the song.
Yeah.
And you're right, songs come to me in the most random places, usually in, like, Coles, you know, when there's, like, background music, but you can't really hear it, and so it gives you, like, a key reference.
Yep.
But you know, like, you end up writing a completely other song. So
we looked at the Joy playlist, and we've still got the 6 songs that you released over the 12 months on rotation here.
Awesome.
At Joy, which is great.
Thank you very much for the support. You've always been so supportive here at Joy, and all the way back to when Hold On Forever was your number one song of the year. I was pretty blown away by that.
I know. We're still here 25 years, so we're celebrating 25 years here at Joy.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and you got 20.
We're 20, kind of going through 45, we're my age.
And I'm only 29, so, you know, we're really good. Now, your new album is called Vale
or Valet, depending on where you're from in the world.
So for bogans like me, I'm definitely not going to be able to pronounce
Vale.
Yeah, I'll be going to go, can I have that Vale record? No. So the name is Latin for farewell and goodbye, you know?
Correct.
So what's the significance?
So the songs, or all 14 songs on the album Valet, are from artists that I've loved that have passed away and have sculpted me as a person and as an artist in my own right. So it was a way to collect all those moments from my life and pay homage to the greatness that has been recorded for you.
So the first single is Last Goodbye.
Correct.
Originally performed by Jeff Buckley, who tragically drowned in 1997. Why is that one so special to you?
Well, that one actually is probably the most special on the record. My wife and I actually had our first kiss to that song.
Oh, wow.
In my old Nissan Pulsar.
Isn't that
on
funny?
St Kilda Road. Pulled over. Just went, lay it on me.
Excellent.
So I won't tell you what the second song was.
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, leave it to your imagination.
Was it 2 seconds, you know, to heaven?
Probably. Yeah. I was in my early 20s, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that song to me is really responsible for my whole family in a way, because every time it comes on, I mean, it's such a timeless track.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a ripper song,
it's
isn't
one
it?
Of those songs that actually, it touches your soul. You can feel it. You know, when I hear that song, isn't it terrible? My nana passed away, and it was just one of those things driving back from the hospital. Jeff Buckley was playing on the radio.
Yeah.
But now I hear that song with joy, but for the first few years.
But a moment in your life, and you relate it to a song, you know what I mean? And that, every time you hear that song, you think of that moment, and that's exactly why I made this record.
The first 5 years, I couldn't listen to that song without bawling my eyes, but now every time I see it, it brings me joy because I now... beautiful memories about,
That's fantastic.
Music is very powerful.
Absolutely. Jason, you shared the making of the album with your fans through a series of video diaries on social media. Is it important to take fans along in the journey of writing an album?
Well, I think so. I mean, because I didn't have to write this album. I just had to pick the songs for certain reasons. But it was a continuation of the Jason Singh Project idea where you'd, you know, be an open book for people. And, you know, fans, I don't know. Friends, lots of. That's how I kind of put it down, you know, and it was just a way to just be open with what I was feeling with the tracks. And being an independent artist, it's, you know, no record label, no PR, no nothing, right? So we did it all ourselves and recorded it on a zero budget, and it was just a way to be able to connect with people rather than throwing the bank at it and trying to buy your way in. It was just a natural way to just let people in on the album, I think.
Much more authentic. The album Valet.
No bogan. It's Valet, you know.
Valet is available September 14. The first single, Last Goodbye, is available to download or stream. Jason Singh, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. And if you do pre-order the album, you get the next song straight up. So, and the next track is super special. It's Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing.
Oh, wow. That's,
got to hear it. It's amazing.
So we've got to go out and get it now. So I need Andy, take my phone and download it for me. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.